CliffCentral.com.
All right, we're live. CliffCentral.com, and Lebang is in the studio with me this morning, so we've got lots to get into. We've got this series which we put on YouTube, which you saw a little bit of there, where we're giving you the inside track on what actually happens here. And all the crazy, but we've got insane people who work here. They're not normal.
Honestly. I mean,
you hear about people cleansing their blood and being bitten by zebras. And it's just, this is not normal for an office. It shouldn't be.
It really isn't. It's called Cliff Central House. I think we're on episode 5 now. So pretty much like since we moved in, we've just been capturing the daily lives of being a staff member of Cliff Central. And I promise you, nothing is scripted. None of it is made up. It's all like real life. So I'm always interested to see what my fellow colleagues are up to. And every week I'm just shocked at the lives that people are living. I promise you, somebody got bitten by a zebra on his ass. I'm not going to say who it is. You can take your guess. And also how we found out about it was so weird. Like we're chilling, having lunch.
I'm just going to say up front, it has to be MASH, because MASH always is doing interesting things. He goes to these weird places. I mean, where else would you find a zebra in the first place? You're in Johannesburg. This is why people, because of stories like this, this is why people in the US go, oh, y'all have lions walking down the street.
Yeah.
And we do have tigers walking down the street.
We do.
Where do you find a zebra?
And how does the zebra find your ass? But no, you are wrong. It's actually not MASH. It's somebody else. But yeah, right? It's not just MASH who's crazy. It's everyone. Jesus, everybody just has these interesting lives that have these weird things. But speaking of MASH, something very, very strange just happened to land on the table. So we're at work. We're chilling. I think we had just finished a meeting. And he's like, oh, it's 1 o'clock. Time to take my medicine. I'm like, oh, MASH is on medication. Okay, cool, whatever. He whips out this massive bottle. It was probably like a liter. I sent you the picture, Gareth. It's this blood cleansing thing. Look at that. It's called skin and blood cleanser.
Okay, but hang on. It's not blood.
It's just not blood.
Let's be clear. It looks like cranberry juice, actually.
So that's what I thought. But then I opened the bottle. It's actually like a white liquid that just looks like, I don't know, really like a watery, watered down something. I don't know what it is, but I read the bottle. It says, drink at own risk. Don't drink if you're pregnant.
No.
Yeah, it hasn't been certified by the South African Health, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no.
It contains this and Altazim and Comazine and Dumadabato. But it was just, I was like, MASH, are you sure that the doctor has prescribed this for you?
That can't be prescribed. There's
and
no
you've
way
got to dirty blood. And he's like, no, my boyfriend gave it to me.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, yo.
Do not drink anything like that. Just immediately stop him.
We did. We were all quite concerned for him.
Oh, man.
We were worried. You know, we asked a bunch of questions, but he's in love. You know, he's in honeymoon phase and apparently it speeds up the hangover and all this stuff.
No. Gareth. You know what? This is like those things that people sell on the street that you just know it's probably really dangerous.
Yeah, it's
they
worse.
They sell it as some kind of a cure for something.
It's worse.
No.
It's worse. I absolutely don't know what it is. We are actually quite concerned about MASH. We might actually do a bit of an intervention for him because he's convinced that this is actually like he needs it. So he's been taking it 3 times a day. And I'm concerned about his future.
People are now making their opinions known about who they think it is that was bitten by a zebra. Someone says it's Ryan because he lives on the Vusrand.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
That would be hilarious. I mean, you know, there are probably people on the West Rand who keep zebras as like work animals, because even though a zebra is not tameable, you can't ride a zebra. People have tried in the past and they've been kicked to death. So I wouldn't be surprised though if there's some hardcore people on the West Rand who actually do have zebras and they make them pull carts and things.
It's the West Rand, dude. Anything is possible out there. Like anything goes. There's no such thing as no in there. Like yonke into all the soaps they wash in the West Rand.
It's just when I think that we know what's going on over here that I realize I actually have no idea what happened.
There's a lot happening here. But if you watch Cliff Central House, I think we do a new episode every Monday. Then you can see what's happening in the life of Cliff Central. There's so much happening all the time. Like when we gather all this content, it's just like hours and hours of stuff. We can't use all of it, but it's almost always so funny. It's like just seeing a different side of us essentially as the Cliff Central staff.
I want to show you this quickly. I got this from Francois who listens to us.
Yeah.
So here's a picture of where he is. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, wow. Where's that? Oh,
it's in South Sudan.
That is pretty.
So we just spoke to JJ about, you know, African analysis, but here is Francois says he's in South Sudan. I just want to say, I think I speak for many when I say that the show is much better from the studio than online, albeit unfortunately an early morning start for you and the team. I'm one of your regular daily listeners who prefers to listen to the podcast as I'm working in South Sudan. I need informative and entertaining content to keep me sane here for my extended field trips. I did, however, once comment on the live show where after Ben jokingly asked whether I ended up in South Sudan with drugs smuggled in an orifice of mine. I was listening to yesterday's show after hearing that your co-host for the morning, Alex, would be flying in for humanitarian organizations in this part of the world. I thought I'd write in. I'm working for one of two nature conservation NGOs in South Sudan, where I'm managing a project in the national park that's bigger than the Kruger National Park.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
The only difference is that this vast expanse of land is still largely unexplored, and the only development has come from our organization, the form of ranger posts and just over 100 kilometers of road. We have found signs of the big five, three of them, whoa, including wild dogs and chimpanzees, all living within the same environment. And yet, he said, this will probably remain one of the most unexplored regions for some time because of political instability. I think it's remarkable that Cliff Central is being played in such a remote environment, and it's something to be proud of, having reached the lives of even South Sudanese people whom I play the podcast to sometimes in the vehicle while driving.
Hectic.
Isn't that amazing?
That is stunning.
Huh. Please remember that Sia shat his pants. We all still remember Sia. Kind regards, Francois. He did. That's been an ongoing joke. But isn't that a beautiful place?
That is nice. That is nice.
You know, if you said to me South Sudan, I wouldn't think it looked like
exactly
that.
Exactly. The PR for South Sudan is not as pretty terrible as that picture that you've just played.
And they've got a park that's bigger than
bigger
the Kruger?
Bigger than the Kruger.
That's phenomenal. Okay, well, great. You see, we learn these things.
Mm.
Mash is a vampire, says KB.
Agreed.
Zanella says, my nail tech skips meals and has Coke mixed with tomato paste to clean my blood.
Hi, Bo.
This cleansing your blood thing,
I don't think you need to. Do you need to cleanse your blood?
No, because
doesn't it cleanse itself or
something? That is what your kidneys exist for. You have kidneys because they clean your blood.
Exactly.
The whole point of a kidney. You know why you pee? Peeing is the bad stuff that the kidneys have removed from the blood.
Sure.
So that the blood that comes out of the kidneys is clean.
It's the bad blood, right? So
bad
why
blood
do you
goes
need
in, good blood comes out.
Why That's do you need any for. Like extra, you know, thing? For me, if it's not like prescribed by a doctor, just don't do it. Like just absolutely stay away from it. Doesn't matter how much you're in love. Like, no.
Right. So a couple of stories in the news that we have to look at this morning. Some of them are good news, some not such good news. South Africa's rand was trading steadily on Monday, but remained at weaker levels as markets await fiscal policy decisions by the finance minister in his budget speech. Now, according to Reuters, the dollar was also little changed against a basket of global currencies. South Africa's rand has had its worst start to the year in over a decade, with a 7% loss of value against the dollar in the first 6 weeks of 2023. So if you have dollars, you're thrilled about this, but everyone else, most of us, not so happy, justifiably. But of course, the finance minister is going to take to the podium this week and table his budget speech. So we'll wait and see what
that
means.
That goes.
And then beware of the city power scam that could leave you in the dark. Apparently, Johannesburg City Power has alerted residents about a scam in which members of a syndicate pretending to be employed by City Power are allegedly stealing service cables. According to the power utility, members of the syndicate tell residents that they're there to change cables. So if they've done this to you, do not take it seriously.
Is this new? Hasn't this been going on for years?
Well, this syndicate operates mostly in Lanesia and Alex.
Okay.
And the stolen cables are used for illegal electricity connections in informal settlements.
Mm.
The theft of service cables does not result in outages. However, individual households are affected. While City Power has to try and replace the cables, it's difficult to keep pace due to processes and costs. So again, just smart criminals. Smarter than the rest of us.
That's what it sounds like.
It's not what we want, but no. There we go. George says he learned about a great fat burner the other day. Espresso plus half Disprin plus cayenne pepper. It burns like shit as it goes down.
That does not sound like it's great at all. Ugh.
Right?
Sure. George, how did you even figure that out? Like, were you just like lab ratting everything and just trying different things? Like, how did you figure that out?
Yeah. Listen, if George dies, we'll know by Friday. I'll ask him on the show on Friday when he's on.
And he's not even in South Africa. So tricky.
No, he's back. He's back.
Is he around? Okay, cool.
I mean, that sounds like something you shouldn't really have unless you're under medical supervision.
Mm.
Disprin? What did he say? Espresso, Disprin,
half Disprin,
and cayenne pepper.
Oof. What a combo.
Yes.
I
do like ginger.
Fresh ginger, ne?
Oof.
It's the girl.
That's good stuff, right?
It is. All you do is just like boil it on the stove for like 20 minutes and that's it.
I'm so pleased you didn't take us to the air fryer, which I was this close to.
Speaking of air fryers, actually, so there's this brand new air fryer recipe. You guys have to check it out.
There it is. Oh my God.
I'm kidding, but on the real, Gareth, you low-key, high-key promised that you'll bring your air fryer from the crib. You said you'll bring it.
I've got it. Do you want?
Is
you
it
want
in the car?
No, but I'll bring it tomorrow.
See, please bring it
tomorrow.
Yeah, because like there's a lot of like time wasted during lunch. You know, everybody's going out getting takeouts. I'm just gonna bring like a freaking pack of chicken, throw it in the air fryer for like 20 minutes, and there's our lunch sorted by Bob's your uncle.
What are you gonna? Because you're gonna cook me lunch in the air fryer, and then I'll know what all this hype is about.
I'll absolutely do so.
All right, let's see what happens. Okay, a couple other things in the news that we need to look at. Facebook and Instagram are going to launch a blue badge subscription. You see, they've learned again. Elon comes up with a good idea. What does Mark Zuckerberg do? He just steals
everything.
This is what this guy does.
Do you remember the Facebook movie?
Yeah.
And they gave us like insight into how Facebook actually started. And it was
stole it from those twins.
Exactly.
The Winklevoss twins.
Thief.
Yeah. So this is what Mark Zuckerberg does. Anyway, he's going to charge you to be verified.
How much?
They're going to charge $11.99 a month.
How much is that? Should be like $200.
Yo, $216.
Nah, I'm cool. Y'all can keep the blue badge.
Subscribers to Meta Verified will be able to verify their account on Facebook and Instagram. I don't, but who cares?
People care,
bro.
You
know, this is like JJ telling us that it's important to be in the AU. It isn't.
We don't care. But people out there care because
they do, right?
If you're verified, you come across as more credible and you must be the steering in this field of yours. You must be the main O because you've got a blue badge. Back in the day, you had to apply for a blue badge on Twitter. You have to send an email with all these links to your great work.
The steering.
And they do like research on everything that you've done to ensure that you're not a fraud. Now, if you can just buy this thing, do you realize how many like scammers are just going to go out there, buy these blue badges, and then just go on in life pretending to be something they're not? This is bollocks.
Well, I mean, if you have to buy it and they aren't actually verifying your identity, what's the point?
It really does. The value of that thing then just gets diluted completely. I would not look at somebody's profile and view the badge as the thing that dictates whether you're the guy or not.
They're trying to sell it. And this is the main thing that I suppose that they could sell it on. If you have a problem, you will be able to contact customer service teams directly. Whereas those of us who are not verified will not. We'll just have to say, sorry, our account was hacked. Bye-bye.
Keep it moving.
We're done.
So we're Gen Pop. We're the general population. Yeah. And if you've got a blue badge, you're VIP.
And they're going to roll it out in Australia and New Zealand this week. Then they're going to go to the US and other places after that. So I don't know why you'd want to start in Australia and New Zealand, but there it is.
You know what's really sad, Gareth? People are going to buy the crap out of these badges, maybe for business.
You think so?
They will. People love this stuff. They feel so affirmed by it.
Will you do it?
Me.
You won't.
Hell to the no.
Okay.
Can't afford it. Not interested. It's just, it doesn't. No. Sorry.
You know, this reminds me of those people who at school, they used to. You'd get badges for different things that you did.
Mm.
So you'd know that this person was a public speaker.
Prefect.
Yeah, or they were a rugby player or whatever. Right? But you actually had to earn them.
Exactly.
You just buy them.
That is the difference here. And that's the sad thing is that people who have a lot of money are just going to buy their way to a certain position. Whereas the traditional methods of proving yourself and really doing the work and is almost just being shat on. And it's just sad.
Well, they're going to try. And this does prove, as some of the commenters have said here, that actually Elon does know what he's doing.
I'm tired of always seeing Elon's tweets. I'm just being fed Elon's tweets. My whole time.
He owns Twitter.
Sure, but like, can't I mute him? It?
No, just, you'll have to, do you follow him?
No, that's the thing. I don't follow him. I'm just seeing, wait, do I follow him? Let me check.
Oh, you see, this could be your fault.
It could be, but I feel like I don't follow him. But even if I do, why is it only his tweets? Let me see. Okay, I'm following him.
Producer Ryan says, can Meta do anything original? The answer is no. Mm-mm. Are you following him?
I'm following.
Yeah, you see, that's why it keeps pitching up.
Okay, let me unfollow him.
If you unfollow him,
let's see if there's a difference though. Because look, like you're saying, he owns Twitter. If he wants to flush us all with his tweets,
no follow, no problems. Telling you,
I don't think so. Okay, I've just unfollowed. Let's see.
The only way I ever find out about this stuff is when someone forwards it to me on WhatsApp. So yeah. Ironically, in order to get Elon, I need Zuckerberg.
Ah, actually.
Just shows you how screwed up things are.
Yeah, it's over.
That's how
for
it works.
Us.
Okay, so then Biden is visiting Zelensky in the Ukraine. And Biden has said Putin is dead wrong on the Ukraine war. This crazy old guy. Have you seen how he walks?
Is he still walking? Is he not in a wheelchair yet?
You would think, right? He walks, but he looks like almost like he's not really sure how walking works.
Is he like low-key floating or is it like a bit of a struggle?
A lot of old men, when they walk, they put their arms behind them. You notice that? They like walk like that.
It's like a balance thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Now, he seems to almost look like zombie. He almost like walks with them out ahead of them.
Oh.
It's a very big problem. Anyway, he has every confidence that Kiev is going to prevail over Moscow, he said. Mr. Biden's first trip to the Ukraine as president came days before the first anniversary of Russia's invasion. So, kind of a way to mark the anniversary is bring in your American friend who doesn't know whether he's a teapot or a hockey stick.
Yikes. It's over for Biden, clearly.
Shame. Well, no, he says it's over for Moscow. He says it's over for Putin. And who's to argue with a 900-year-old man? Anyway, he's on his way to Poland next, which is very, very exciting. So we'll see what he can achieve
there. He's only 80. Come on, Gary.
Hey, only 80. Tell me, if your granny or grandpa at 80 years old wanted to run the household expenses, you wouldn't let them.
Retire.
Right?
Just throw in the white flag, sit your ass down, and enjoy your journey out. Let it go.
I mean, we had this conversation with Hanan yesterday about ageism and with, you know, Madonna with all of her plastic surgery and everything. You can do whatever you want in your private life. But if you're 80 years old, can I just say, it's not ageist of me to want you to just have a quiet life.
And have
want
fun.
You to enjoy your grandchildren.
Sure.
You know, sit at home, watch reruns of Matlock. What do old people do? Wake up at 5 a.m. and make that soup in a cup. I don't know what do old people do? All my grandparents did me the huge favor of dying while I was still quite young myself.
Same.
So I don't know what they're up to.
Same. I don't
old
know.
Old people. Surely they shouldn't be running countries.
I feel as though old people of today are certainly not old peopling very well. They are trying to not retire. They want to work until their last day.
And that's fine. In certain jobs, it's fine.
Is it though?
Yeah. I just don't think president of the United States with the nuclear codes.
Dude, my optometrist is 102, surely. And I love him. I've been going to my whole life. He's probably the best in the game, but he's quite clearly deteriorating.
You said he's the best in the game. Then it's up to you to move on to someone else. If he's still there and he's still doing a good job, stay with him.
It's time. It's time.
Does he shake when he's like,
yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, and like in the same building where I've been going my whole life was my doctor who I've been going to my whole life, was the backup doctor who recently passed away, who I was also going to my whole life. Everybody in that building is shucking. Number one, look around. Your peers are walking, are exiting. Number two, just move to a different country and live out on the beach or something.
No, listen. I'm all in favor of people working well into their 80s and 90s if they want to.
Really, Gareth?
Yes, but also that there comes a time where you should take your foot off the accelerator.
Sure, sure.
And there's certain jobs that are not the best for someone who wants to enjoy their old age.
Yeah. President's not up there.
I don't get why someone would want to be a president at 80 years old. And remember, if Trump runs again, which he says he's going to for the next election, he will be 76 or 78. So he's also old.
They're all old. I mean, look, Cyril is 70. So I think generally like the age range for this job is that of an old person. And I don't know why that
is. No, but it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. I think the youngest president we've got in the world, isn't it the French guy?
Macron.
Macron is like 40 something at the, I think. I could be making it up. Let's see. But it almost seems like these particular jobs are not for young people, which is pretty flawed in my opinion.
Well, I mean, there was a 192-day-old King Fuad of Egypt back in like the early 1900s. But here are some of the youngest leaders in the world ranked by age.
Uh-huh.
So old Jacinda Ardern, who's just stepped down, is 42. Chile's got a 36-year-old. Finland has got Sanna Marin, who's 37.
Okay. Yeah,
so there are these people. Leo Varadkar is Ireland's prime minister. It doesn't sound like a very Irish surname, does it? Varadkar.
Sounds a bit Russian.
Anyway, he's 38. So there we go.
Okay.
Andorra's got a 43-year-old prime minister. The king of Bhutan is 42.
There's a couple of young
people in their 40s.
But the bulk are probably at the opposite of that spectrum, where they're older.
Here's the guy you were with. You meant the president of Turkmenistan, didn't you?
Mm-mm.
Serdar Berdimuhamedov.
How old?
41 years old.
Okay. So it's just Africa. Is it an African thing? Because I know that a lot of the presidents in Africa.
Hey, hang on. Mali's new coup leader. Hold on. The new coup leader in Mali is Assimi Goïta.
And is how old?
He is between 39 and 40, but they're not sure exactly.
Okay.
but that's not so old.
Yeah, that's cool.
The current transitional president of Chad, who's also a coup leader, is 39. Young spring chickens. Kim Jong-un is 39.
Ah.
He's great. he's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So stop with this.
Okay? All right. No more. None of that anymore.
Oldest world
leader.
Let's see who that is. Hang on a second. This is good. Okay. Here we go. The oldest people in the world who are still running in office are.
You'll see where the bulk of them are from, which continent.
The Japanese, is the Japanese prime minister, I think.
Mm.
Tomlichi Murayama. He is, hang on a second. Yeah, he's been serving as prime minister of Japan. Oh, no, he did. He's not in there anymore. So we can't count him. But shame, I saw Jimmy Carter has decided he's not going to take, he's the former president of the United States.
Yeah.
And he has decided he's not going to do any more treatment for his cancer. So he's going to go home and spend time with family.
Oh, damn.
He and his wife, by the way, have lived in a 2-bedroom house.
Yeah.
They're as humble as can be. They don't go out and earn millions making speeches. Mm. Jimmy Carter is really, I mean, you know, he was a pretty rubbish president, but at least you can say, you know, the guy's, he's out there living
a normal,
the life that he promised he would live when he was president. He said, I'm not a flashy guy.
Yeah.
It's what I do. Anyway.
So I mean, he's 98. Laos
has got a president who is currently in office. He's 99 years old. Jesus, that's old.
Aye. My gents, yeah. Let it go.
Yeah. Uh-uh. So you see, you just got to quit while you're ahead.
Yeah.
Here are some other ones that you need to look out for who are really shuffling on a bit. So you think Biden's too old? Well, just wait a second, because here they've got Emmerson Mnangagwa just above our border here in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Emmerson Mnangagwa, 79 years old.
Oh,
current president of Zimbabwe.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember that conversation we had about like the cutoff age for driving? What's the cutoff age for being politics. For politics? Like there has to just come a time where it's like, okay, I've done.
The Ayatollah Khamenei,
yeah,
83 years old.
Aibo.
Ayatollah of Iran. The Pope is 85. The King of Norway is 85. King Harald of Norway. King Salman Al Saud of Saudi Arabia is 86. Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority is 87.
Haibo.
Remember, he took over in 2005. These are the Palestinians who keep telling us Israel's bad, but sure. They haven't had an election since 2005.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. So shut up about like who's unfair, Palestine. Michal Naim Aoun is 88. He is the president of Lebanon. Did you know that? I didn't know that. And then, of course, there's a guy called Paul Biya, who's 89. He is in Cameroon, except he doesn't live in Cameroon.
So how is he Camerooning if he doesn't live in Cameroon?
He kind of rules by...
Online.
People there do it for him. He spends most of his time in Europe. But there we go. So you know what? There are a lot of old-ass people running these things.
Robert Mugabe was 95 when he passed.
That's right.
That is old, bro. I don't know. I think when I hit like, and I mean, God is my witness. When I hit like 65, 70, let me just chill. Let me relax. Let my kids do everything. I mean, I've already got 5. That's a whole tribe. They can do everything for me. I don't want to sit on my ass and do nothing until I get called. I can't envision myself still being like a hustler and on the street trying to get more money. Da, 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 da. Yo, it'll be over for me. It'll be over.
So I don't know if you saw this, but Sonia Booth is... Sonia Booth is going to be releasing her cheesecake brand inspired by her husband Matthew's alleged affair.
That's I actually saw that. I love it for her. I support her 100%. She is the kind of person that you want to get into business with. She saw an opportunity and she was like, boom, let me monetize on my pain. And Bob's her uncle.
So just before Valentine's Day, precisely a year since she started tracking her husband's unfaithful movements, the entrepreneur announced a new brand of flavored food products she's been working on, Marula Cheesecake Passion. On her Instagram, there is a liqueur that will be kissing your lips, a popcorn that will be swirling inside your mouth, frozen yogurt that will be cooling your tongue, and some ice cream. The former beauty queen shared more details about how her followers can place orders for the ice cream, which costs 50 Rand with an added 40 rand for delivery. And you're going to be buying the bun.
I will. I want to taste it. You know,
but you also want to support Sonia.
Yes. Well, not support Sonia. I support the idea.
Is this not a girl power? Let's support our sister thing.
No.
Really?
No. You know, I'm not about that life. I don't have the time. I just like the idea of, you know, she saw an opportunity. Let's taste her product. If it's dope, then, you know.
Okay.
So let's see how it tastes.
All right. Well, good for Sonia.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about her when all of this happened. And look at this. There she is. She should launch a Tupperware brand, says Congo Chris.
That's too low hanging fruit though for her. You know, that's like obvious. Right. She decided to take a bit of a back route on that.
So you're excited. I don't know if I am. A friend of mine sent me this message on WhatsApp yesterday. She said, guys, guess who's coming to South Africa?
Yes, best selling boy brand in history.
She says, we have to go and relive the 90s. And I don't know. I'm very lukewarm on this.
Why lukewarm?
Who are we talking about?
Come on.
Back streets, back. All right. You see, just because we did that, I think we're too old.
I don't care. I just want to see Backstreet Boys live. I mean, look, I went to some 90s concert.
They're all still alive.
They are alive and kicking and they're looking fresh. You know, they're really enjoying their, I don't know how old they are now, but they are living it hard, bro. So much so that they're doing a whole world tour.
Jesus.
That is a lot of money, number one, that these men, I was going to say Backstreet Boys, Backstreet Men.
No, they're Backstreet Men.
Are raking in. And it's just like off of what, 2 albums? They didn't make that much music, but it was all so good. I'm going.
Marashem.
I'm going, dog.
Are you
going to
go?
I'm going. I went to a concert a few years ago. It was Cisco. It was TLC. It was like all these 90s R&B. I loved every second of it. I was living my best
nostalgia
life. Exactly. And they got me on it and they took my money and I enjoyed it. Right, so well, I'll be there.
I'll just give you a little preview of what you're in for here. Because here's AJ from the Backstreet Boys. I don't know if you can remember which one he was,
yeah,
but I've got a before and an after thing. Okay. So you'll see on the left-hand side of the screen, if you're watching us on YouTube, you must like and subscribe. This is the kind of premium value you get there, which you wouldn't get anywhere else. So here he is on the left-hand side. You can see what he looked like in the beginning. And then here's what he looks like now. Gray ass.
Sure.
Covered in tattoos. Listen, he doesn't look too bad, actually.
Not gray ass.
Gray ass.
Let's go, man. It's gonna be so nice. Everybody, we'll be doing the dance moves. Come on, bro.
Rock your body.
Yep. If you know the song, and if there's a little tingle inside of you right now, then I think you deserve to be there. I mean, come on. Who knew that we'd ever get a chance to see the Backstreet Boys live in this era? I think after COVID.
Whoever thought we wanted that?
Somebody out there. I'm totally going. I'll probably do a live.
I'm proud of them. They're still around, all of them. Yeah. None of them have died of a drug overdose or, you know, any of that shit.
No, they're still out here doing the most.
So who are the, let's just go over this. Cause I mean, I haven't thought about the Backstreet Boys for 20 years.
Sure.
Okay. So, I mean, even in the time that they were a big deal, and listen, there were some good songs.
Sure.
Right? Like, let's give them some credit. There were some good songs, but the Backstreet Boys are coming to South Africa. Apparently, this is exciting news for some people. So who do we have? Who are the Backstreet Boys?
So the Backstreet Boys are a group of men who obviously are ridiculously famous, and I don't know them name by name. All I know is their music because that's how dope they are. But I think that's all that matters, Gareth.
Yeah, I'll tell you who they are.
Thank you.
There's AJ, the guy I just showed you.
With the gray ass.
Gray ass.
Yeah.
And there's Howie. Howie Dara or whatever. He's a member of the Backstreet Boys.
Who knows their names?
Then there's Nick Carter.
He had a brother who spun out
and died. And, you know, Aaron Carter.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
Yeah.
Kevin Richardson.
He was the really, really hot one.
He was the one, the little goatee.
Yeah, he looked a little bit like Neo from The Matrix.
And then there was Brian.
The little one.
Yeah, he was the little one. This is how we just, this is what, oh my God. So he's the father of country singer Bailey Littrell.
Who?
Anyway, don't ask.
Yeah,
me.
No. Look,
it's been a long time. They started in what 1997, 96,
93, I think, even way back. Jesus. When, dude. They've been around. And look, some people are probably thinking that okay, cool, it's just a bunch of old people trying to make a quick buck. Sure,
of course. And what do old people who want to make a quick buck do? They come to South Africa.
You know, it's how many, a world tour, dude. They're going everywhere.
They come to South Africa.
Look, if the Spice Girls ever did a world tour, hear me now, Gareth. I will be there like a bear. I don't care how old they are. I don't care what they look like. I'm there.
Well, here is a very valid comment from Cindy. She says, these old bands who come out of the woodwork after all these years, we call it the pension top-up.
That's right, Cindy, and we support it. They can take our money as long as they entertain us.
Okay. Carl says, these mollycoddled twats coming to South Africa to see what an actual Backstreet looks like. Jeez. Okay.
Tough crowd.
I am horrified by the hatred, the outpouring of hatred that I see.
Sure.
So people are actually paying money to go and watch them past their prime. It's like me buying a ticket to watch Usain Bolt doing a 100-meter sprint after he turned 50. I know people who would still want to meet Usain Bolt at 50.
Yeah. I mean, look, sure, their prime is behind us. But imagine if your favorite artist from when they were like peaked was actually coming back to do it. Would you just be like, huh, it's cool. No, thank you. I mean, the memories with music.
Are they going to be able to do those dance moves that you remember? I bet you they will.
I'm hoping that they're dressed in all white, all bedazzled up. I want to see the spins. I want to see it all. And if I don't get it, I'll be at the complaint section. But look, they'll probably put out. They'll probably come through and just give us what they can. Again, I literally just went to one of these old school things.
Who?
With Cisco.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
TLC. And I was like,
TLC.
Bro,
I would go and see that.
It was amazing. I was
Cisco. Do you remember what was his, Donk, the donk, 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 donk.
Who's that dress so scandalous? And he killed it. He did all the dance moves. He did the backflip. Okay, he didn't do the backflip. No, but he was in there.
He would have been in a wheelchair.
But they really put out their best foot forward because they're also quite aware that it's over for them. They know it's over. They know.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, if you're going, I'll go. What
yeah. Oh, yay. There we go. We're going.
I got to lose.
Yay.
David says the Backstreet Boys tour will be sponsored by Autotune and the voice AI synthesizer. Someone else says, no, they're going to be, this is parallel parking, says, no, they'll be sponsored by Depends, which is the adult nappies. You people are terrible.
You guys suck.
Producer Ryan says, innocently and naively, did TLC do Waterfall? Yes.
Of course they did.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
They did it.
I don't know if you're gonna do it your way or nothing,
nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
Yeah, I remember that. That was good shit.
But look at us. Look at us. But yes, shit. They did Waterfall. It was fantastic. And of course, Left Eye wasn't there.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
She was my favorite. She was
Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Lisa Left what happened Eye to Lopez. Her?
She died, Gareth. She died in an airplane crash. I didn't know that. What do you mean?
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing that she's dead. I just can't believe.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez, who burned down her ex-husband's house, died in an airplane crash.
She was a lunatic.
But she was talented. A talented lunatic.
And now it's only right eye.
I can't be here right now. What?
It's like when Salt and Pepper, do you remember them?
No.
Oh, come on. You don't remember Salt and Pepper? They were also 90s, like R&B.
Is it?
Yeah.
So if Salt leaves,
something happened to one of them, then it was only, then it's just Pepper. It was very depressing and disappointing. Anyway, there's a lot of nostalgia on the show this morning. I mean, here, for example, Congo Chris says, yeses, did I slip into a time portal and wake up in the 90s? Backstreet Boys, Spice Girls, and Madonna in conversation all week. I'm surprised I didn't need to dial up to watch the show this morning. Well, this is what's interesting, right? These bands that were around all those years ago are still around.
Exactly.
We're still talking about them.
I don't know if we're still going to be talking about like these new bands of today. And I worry about like the new music that's out. Is it like really good or is it just good for now? Are we making classics or are we, is it why we're still hung up on our music from our time because it was that good? It's something to think about.
We will think that our music was the best.
We will.
Everybody else will think their music is the best.
Sure.
That's how it's going to work.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
There's a Queen tribute coming up at Monte Cassino, says Neil.
Interesting.
Yeah. There we go. Hey, we even have a whole music festival here in the summer of 80s bands. It's phenomenal fun. Well, I remember I went with Randall from Idols. We love all music. So sure. We went to, the Pet Shop Boys. In Durban. Yes. Yes, the Pet Shop Boys. Who are also like 100 years old.
Yeah.
There were only about 500 of us who pitched up to see them. But man, was it fun.
It's fun, hey? And you feel like you're part of a little club of people that are all like into the same thing. It's a lot of fun. It really is. And don't let anybody take
it's
that
like
away.
Where I went to see Dionne Warwick and I was the only person there under the age of 60.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
What? Whitney Houston's aunt.
Oh, well, you should have led with that. Whitney Houston's aunt, Dionne Warwick.
No, she's an amazing singer. Anyway, I mean, let's move on. Otherwise, we're going to be here forever.
We'll be here forever, yeah.
All right. A few other things that we need to just quickly get off our chest this morning. I know that there are people asking about our Uncancelled, which all I can say is that Eugene Koza and I have been talking about putting something together for a while.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing the first. It's kind of like a pilot this week.
It is a pilot, yeah.
But you will have access to that ASAP. What we're going to be doing is live events.
Yeah.
So this is where we're going to be changing things up a little bit. And we thought you should be the first to know that we will be doing a live event. It's almost like you can be part of the podcast.
You can.
And we will record it. We will video it. We've got a great guest this week. I'm really excited to be talking to her. She's one of the best people in the country. She's one of the most interesting people in the country. So all of this is part of a new thing that we're doing. And I'm excited that we'll be doing that live this Thursday for the first time. for the people in the crowd, and then we will release it.
Yeah.
After that.
And we're going to do it once a month as well. Right. So the idea is to really build some nice traction and invite you to come through and participate. And like Gareth is saying, like, it's, we don't want to just like have those kinds of conversations where we're just talking to you. It's like what we do here. We're talking with you. So this is just like on a higher level.
I also feel like people are so sick after COVID and everything of doing things virtually.
Sure.
And even though it's great to listen to a podcast, whether it's live or after the fact, it's also nice to be there when it happens. So if you actually want to be in the audience, limited tickets only, we're not going to have like hundreds of people doing these things with us, but you'll get to see Eugene Quasar doing his thing.
Yeah.
You'll get me interviewing somebody. You'll get to ask questions and participate in it yourself. It's going to be quite exciting. So we're launching that for the first time on Thursday.
Yep. And hopefully we can do more things like that. Like that is my dream. My dream is that like in the next 6 months, we'll even just be doing like the Gareth Cliff Show live. Like we're doing it right now, but then like with a couple of people sitting here in the audience, having a look at us, chatting with us. Like that's like,
it's one of the reasons we moved here, right?
Exactly. Like I'm trying to see Congo Chris right here in front of me talking the same smack that he talks in the comments every single day. That's the energy that I want to see. So keep that in mind.
People heckling. People heckling from the sidelines while we do a show.
Yes, in Karen mode.
That could be lots of fun.
It could be.
All right. Well, what else is going on? Let's see. There's a couple of things that people are talking about in the news. But, of course, the budget speech, which I spoke about before, seems to be the focus of most of the political commentary for this week.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to say in there. You know, someone said to me the other day, you've got to watch the budget speech if you're a serious person. I'm like, no, the only people I know who are serious about the budget speech, the ones who get an advanced copy of it and they have someone else read it for them.
Sure.
And then tell them what the important
summarize
things.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to sit and listen to any of that personally, I'll be honest. And I also don't have anybody in my circles other than the people that are like generally that interested. So Gareth, you're up.
You mean I have to digest the budget speech and give you a
Gareth,
report.
On behalf of all of us, can you kindly listen to the budget speech and give us a summary? Thank you.
No, I think I'll find someone who's qualified to do this. But Ryan has put up a poll, which you can go and look at if you want to see the Backstreet Boys. Oh God!
Someone just asked, "Who are the Backstreet Boys?"
Correct. Well, the options are yes, no, and who are the Backstreet Boys? So there we go.
The fact that we live in a time where somebody doesn't know who the Backstreet Boys are is...
Oh, no. There are lots of people who don't.
But it's the Backstreet Boys, bro. Uh-uh. They are like iconic. They literally shifted and created a culture, a movement that in turn then affected the next culture and the next and the next.
Not everybody knows. Promise you.
Sorry if you don't.
There are people who don't know who Justin Bieber, Beyonce... I'm telling you the people.
Well,
who
the Justin Bieber part's okay.
Yeah.
The Beyonce part is also questionable.
What happened to him, by the way? He got sick and now he's disappeared.
He got sick. He got married first. No one talks about him. Then he joined the church and then he got sick and he just recently sold off all the royalties of his music for like 300 million or something. Very little. He just recently sold.
So he's just getting out.
He's completely tapped out the way I understand it, which is sad because he's a huge talent. Huge talent.
Jesus, I didn't realize this was all happening.
Yep, there's things happening in the world.
A lot of people talking about Cyclone Freddy, which looks like it's going to be hitting the east coast of South Africa, and people are complaining about it in Mauritius already. It's, you know, this is what's nice about being a connected world, or if you don't like it, what's not nice about it, because you have to be a part of every news story.
Yeah.
And DJ Boo has announced that his Mofia brand is now FDA approved. So he's going to be selling it in America.
Oh, that's great news. Congratulations.
That's very cool.
It's very cool. So I mean, if you had to like start your own product, Gareth, of which I know you won't, like what do you think you'd actually do? Like a product that you would package and sell on behalf of Gareth Cliff. This is what you're
blood,
selling.
Blood cleanser. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, you'd make a killing, isn't it? Mash would be like your number.
People like
one.
Mash would fall for it.
Ugh, shame.
Then I'd be fine.
Love him though.
So is this national shutdown happening this week or not? Because people are still talking about that as well.
There's a national shutdown.
Well, the EFF have said there's going to be on the 20th of March. Sorry, not this
So
week.
It was yesterday.
No, 20th of March. So it's still happening.
Oh, it's still coming. What are we national shutdowning for?
Hey, can we just talk about when the public holidays are? Because we actually need to plan our lives. So we don't have any in February, right?
No, February's way too short for that.
March, we have that one on the 20th, I think, which is the national shutdown day, according to Julius. But the 21st is Human Rights Day.
Yeah. And then April, there's like gang. Like at least three or four.
April's. So first things first, I think we've got Good Friday this year is on the 7th of April.
Okay.
So that means that whole Easter weekend is that weekend.
All right.
Then we've got the 27th, right? Which is Freedom Day.
Yes.
That is on a Thursday. So there's going to be no work on that Friday.
Yeah, just put in your leave now. Book your leave right now today so that you've got that long weekend.
Weka's Day is on the 1st, which is that following Monday after Freedom Day.
You know, I don't know what to do, Gareth, because a friend of mine from high school just put me in a WhatsApp group yesterday saying, hey, girls, it's my birthday weekend coming up. Please plan. I think it's for one of those weekends in April. Everybody put in $2,000 each, blah, 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 blah. Let's go away. I don't know any of her friends. And also, during that Easter weekend. I want to be with my family.
No, do not go.
How do I politely decline?
You just politely decline. You say, I'm not available to do this.
Like, we're not that tight. Like, we were tight in high school. That was over 10 years ago.
You don't even have to feel bad.
No. I'd literally much rather be watching the Backstreet Boys.
I was invited to a birthday about, 3 years ago. And it was, I was the only person who wasn't like in that tight group of friends. So
it was freaky.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I probably shouldn't have gone, but I, for whatever reason, I think I was just in one of those yes moods.
Sure.
So I said yes. I ended up having fun.
Yeah.
But it did feel to me like I was maybe someone else canceled and I was like a last minute ad. Look, I mean, I had lots of fun. They were nice people.
But that's because that's who you
are. I met people I hadn't met before.
Sure. But some people don't have that ability.
You have to get out of your comfort zone sometimes. But
and if you're a plus one and you're not like at the top of the list, you'll always feel it. Like you'll walk in and they'll be clicky and they'll have like little cheat codes and like little stories and you'll just see like the outlier, like yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Steve just reminded me because it's the month of February. We started the show this morning mentioning that it's February, the month of love, Black History Month.
Sure.
But Steve says also a reminder that 3 days are coming up when men are always correct. The 29th, 30th, and 31st of February.
How so, if I may ask?
Because they don't exist. There is no 29th, 30th, or 31st of February.
That literally flew right over.
Those are the 3 days that men are always correct.
I get it now.
But yeah, this whole month just comes to a grinding halt next Tuesday.
Good. It's
suddenly, before you even have a chance to realize February's there, it's over.
Yeah, it's done.
Shortest month of the year.
I'm grateful, but it just has felt long because we're still playing catch up from Jan. If you know what I mean, like Jan was like that long. So Feb is like your makeup for Jan month. And now it's just like, oh, can Feb end? So I'm looking forward to next week, Tuesday.
Ancient Ether's got the gist of what we're doing here. You guys push the boundaries of the show. It's awesome to hear from audio podcast to video to espresso style with Brian Habana to a full-on live show like Oprah. It's insane. Well, that's what we're trying to do.
Yes, well, we do our cheer, Ancient Ether.
Ricky's very disappointed in you that you didn't catch the February joke.
I know.
And George says, in fact, it appears because every leap year, there is a 29th. This is not a leap year. But men are correct then every 4 years. So that's very good.
When's the next one?
I'm guess.
Maybe like next year.
I don't know. You want me to look it up?
Maybe George can tell us.
Yeah. Tell us, George.
Tell us.
When is the next? Oh, by the way, I've been playing with ChatGPT.
Oh, okay. And anything interesting?
I'm basically getting into arguments with it. Oh, here we go. 2024.
Next year. I said. Oh.
Okay, well done. Very done. Yes, I've been arguing with ChatGPT, asking it all kinds of ridiculous questions. And then I accuse ChatGPT of lying to me.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because it doesn't like that at all. Let's find this for you quickly.
What have you been asking it?
Just very, very basic stuff. I'll show you some of the questions I asked it just now. It's not stuff that most people would be that interested in, but for example, I asked about podcasting, blah, blah, blah. Then I said, write code for a torch app on a phone. Right? So
got you.
It can write the code and it actually came up with Swift code for a simple torch app on an iPhone. And it gave me the whole code breakdown, which is amazing. Now, this is something that it really can do that humans will take a little bit longer to do.
Sure.
And it gives you the whole code breakdown. So it's written that you can implement that code into an iPhone and it will give you your torch app.
Very dope.
And so I said, thank you, ChatGPT. You've been helpful for the first time.
Hmm.
And it says, you're welcome. I'm glad I could be of help this time. If you have any other questions, feel free to ask. So I said, thanks.
Hmm.
ChatGPT said, pleasure.
Now, I mean,
that was a successful interaction, if
sure.
you ask me.
Sure, and now you have all this code for a torch app that you can go about in your life and use because you need it. And there you are. So look at you, Gareth, using ChatGPT like that. I'm proud
learned.
Of you.
I've learned.
Because I know that you had a little bit of an issue with it at some point where you're like,
what are the results on our poll? Who cares about the Backstreet Boys? Let us see.
Please put the vote on behalf of both of us, not your personal vote. Because if you put your personal vote, I know what you're
going
to say.
No, but if you're going, I'm going. Remember, so it counts.
Let me also put my
vote in. Let's see what the final results are. Dun, 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 dun.
Drum
Do people
roll.
Care about going? Yeah, I promise you, this happened on my friend group yesterday with these friends. So who's keen? This is, I think it will be cool. Relive our 1990s.
It's a real thing.
I can imagine who's going to be in that crowd. Oy, oy, oy.
I once went to see Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, did you?
Amazing.
Oh, here we are. Was. Poll results are in.
Yeah.
32% of people say yes. 11% of people say, who are the Backstreet Boys? And 56% of people say no.
Sure.
Well, it's because we've got young, connected,
we do
interested, relevant people mostly. There are a couple of old people listening, but that just shows you who our audience is. I love it.
And that's fine.
All right, everybody. That's all we got time for today. We will see you tomorrow, bright and early at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Have an excellent Tuesday. Ciao.
Bye. Cliffcentral.com.